And joining us to go deeper now is WTOP's Dan Ronan, a longtime transportation reporter who also holds a commercial pilot's license. Dan, good morning. Tell us exactly what investigators are trying to look at right now.
Well, John and Michelle, they'll be looking at the entire flight. Still, there's one critical moment that you look at. It's around 2:27 when the plane is approaching Long Island at 34,000 feet. It's going in a northeasterly direction. Then it makes a very abrupt turn and heads back over Long Island and then begins its return flight back into the area over Pennsylvania and D.C. That's going to be a critical area there where I think the NTSB, that 4 to 5 minute segment when the NTSB looks at that, because that's the area where the plane changed direction and came back to our area.
Well, can that happen in a case where there's a loss of oxygen in the plane and maybe the pilot is knocked out? Can that turn happen? What are your thoughts on that?
Indeed, it can, Michelle. As he's approaching Long Island for his descent and eventual landing, the plane's going to be going through a series of maneuvers. It could be that the plane is making those maneuvers to land on Long Island and then turns around. And if they became incapacitated at that moment, the autopilot is flying the airplane. The autopilot is doing the work. I was looking at the tracking data on this, and the plane maintains altitude for hundreds of miles, staying at 34,000 feet until over Virginia. It apparently runs out of fuel and then begins its descent, a rapid descent, and crashes. So they'll be looking at hypoxia. Hypoxia is a medical condition caused by a fatal lack of oxygen. At 34,000 feet, the air is very thin, and you have maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds, if there was some sort of a catastrophic failure, to don supplemental oxygen. Could be very similar to the Payne Stewart, the great pro golfer 24 years ago who died when his plane ran into a hypoxia situation and crashed in South Dakota.
Dan, on that return trip, what are the odds that the plane goes right over Washington?
Well, you know, that is just happenstance, John, that it turned and it is, again, from the flight data. It went directly over the city, and I was actually home. I lived between Annapolis and Baltimore, Annapolis and D.C., and heard that sonic boom, and it shook the house. That's just one of the crazy things that I think happened, that they were just on that course and went in that direction, right over the city, into the most restricted airspace in the world.
Well, Dan, anything you wanted to add before we let you go?
It's going to take about a year for the NTSB to pull this all together. They will. And the air traffic controllers in this case up in New York and in Washington, clearly during this time period between about 2:30 and 3:30, 4 o'clock, were very, very busy, as were the folks at Joint Base Andrews.